present George Edwards as the Hunchback of Notre Dame. In the previous episode, we heard how Esmeralda had left the Cathedral of Notre Dame and parted from Quasimodo, who stayed behind to keep Dom Frollo and his men at bay. Esmeralda joined Pierre Grinois, and together they fought their way through the crowd. They rested for a while outside the cell of that old recluse, Sister Gadeau. Then Esmeralda sent Pierre to help Clopin Trefoil, who was being attacked by some soldiers. Pierre joined in the fray and was stunned by a blow on the head. While he was away, Sister Gadeau called to Esmeralda. She asked the girl to place her hands in hers and be blessed. Unsuspecting, Esmeralda did what she was told. Then she found her two wrists held in a grip of steel. She struggled to free herself, but the old recluse stated that she was going to hold her there until the soldiers came. In the meantime, Dom Frollo had followed Quasimodo to the belfry of Notre Dame. The hunchback climbed to the top of the tower. Dom Frollo watched him climb up. When he reached the top, he spoke.
Quasimodo, you are foolish. You cannot hold out against us forever.
This tower is my home, and I defy you and all the soldiers of the king, Dom Frollo.
Is the girl Esmeralda still hiding up there?
What is that to you? Would you like to come up and find out?
I do not fear you, Quasimodo. I will come up myself.
If you send any of the soldiers up the ladder, they shall meet the same fate as those who attempted to storm the belfry yesterday.
Will you harm me if I come up?
You may come up, Dom Frollo. I have much to say to you. Before I allow you to climb that ladder, send the soldiers out of the cathedral.
Oh, Venus, I must see Esmeralda. Go, men. I think I can handle this hunchback myself. I am coming up the ladder, Quasimodo.
You have more courage than I thought. And what do you expect to find when you arrive here?
I expect to find the gypsy. I expect to make one last attempt to show her the error of her ways. Why did your power last ring through the tower? What amuses you, Quasimodo?
Step up onto this platform, Dom Frollo. Now I have you in my power!
Release my throat, Quasimodo! Do you wish to choke me? Would you slay your benefactor?
Have I not repaid your kindness with years of faithful toil and labor? Have I not done your every bidding?
You slew my brother! That was your gratitude.
Your brother hated me. He always did his best to turn the people against me. He made me an object of scorn, but I bore with him because of you. I would have borne with him for many years had you not proved yourself a base and murdering scoundrel. Did you not cause the woman I love to suffer 1,000 tortures? That I cannot forget, Dom Frollo.
The girl has just used you to try and save herself. She is a witch, a worthless, scheming gypsy.
Silence! You shall not say these things against her.
I am not afraid of you, Quasimodo. I order you to release me.
You have come up here, and you have delivered yourself into my power. The gypsy girl is not here. She has escaped from your clutches. You will never get her now. She is safe.
You lie, Quasimodo.
I do not lie. She stayed in the attic in the tower with me. That was her prison, and that is to be your prison, Dom Frollo. You shall stay here now, and I will not release you until I know she is safely out of Paris. You shall not hound her down again.
You would dare to attempt to keep me here? If it is found that I am missing, the soldiers will be sent to search for me.
You sent the soldiers away.
They know that I came up here. They are standing outside the cathedral.
Let them stay there. They cannot take me, and they cannot aid you.
Quasimodo, you do not mean what you say. Release me at once. And I promise that you will be shown mercy.
I ask no mercy. I only ask that Esmeralda be allowed to escape from Paris. I knew happiness during the little while she was under my protection. Now she has gone, but she may be taken again. If she is, I will hold you as a hostage until they are set her free.
You cannot possibly do that. Try to think reasonably, Quasimodo.
I will keep you up here. You delivered yourself into my hands, and only when I know that Esmeralda is safely out of Paris shall I release you.
Let me go! I am going back down the ladder now.
Oh, no. You are going into your prison now, into the attic where Esmeralda stayed. Come, walk by yourself or I will drag you. There will be much to remind you there of Esmeralda. The very walls seem to speak of her sweet presence. The very walls remind me that she smiled on me and spoke kind words to me. And they will serve to remind you that you persecuted her and hunted her.
You devil!
Come with me.
Let me go!
It is no use trying to struggle. I say you shall stay here until I am ready to release you. They will not hear your calls for help. The fight is still raging outside. Come, Donfalo. Your new home is awaiting you.
While Donfalo and Quasimodo were struggling at the top of the tower, Esmeralda was still attempting to free herself from the grip of Sister Gadou. The frantic old recluse mouthed and screamed at the girl, but she never loosened her grip on her wrist.
My pretty one, soon your body will be dangling from the gallows.
I cannot struggle against you. You are so strong. And I was so near to escape. I find it in my heart to pity you. The loss of your child has crazed you.
There is only one way you can save your life, and that is to find my child for me. I have still something left to remember her by. I will loose one of your wrists. You cannot wrench the other free. Look at this. I have always worn it round my neck. A little shoe. All that was left to me. If only I could find the other shoe.
Let me look at that shoe. Oh, by God, mercy, let me look at that shoe.
Yes, look well upon it. That was all that was left to a mourning mother.
Now look what I have round my own neck. The shoe that matches that. You must be my mother.
No, no, it is not true.
It must be true. I can hardly believe it, but it must be true.
Give me that other shoe. Let me look. Oh, gracious God, you are my child.
I do not understand.
Oh, I am punished for my sin. I have betrayed my own child. After all these years, I have placed your life in danger.
Then you are really my mother.
Oh, yes, yes, my daughter. You have come back to me. Oh, they shall not take you from me. I have not many years to live on this sad earth. You shall bring happiness to my old age.
Oh, but we are in danger.
Where can I hide? They shall never take you, that I swear. But I will make atonement. To lose my child for all these years, and then to find her again. Let them try to take you from me.
Look, there are the soldiers approaching now. What can I do?
Oh, fear not. I care not if the king himself comes. You will not be captured.
Come on,
the soldiers are coming to look for me. I cannot escape them now. All is lost.
No, no, they cannot take you from me. It shall not be.
Wait. Wait there, I will hide you. There is a stone which I have used for my pillow. I will burst the bars on the grill and pull you through. Hurry, Mother, hurry. There is an officer with soldiers coming now.
Oh, God, give me strength to hurry. Oh, I must break it.
Hurry, Mother.
There. I have burst the bars. Give me both your hands. I shall pull you up here and you shall hide with me.
Wait, my mother. There is no time to be lost.
Look, there is the girl down there at the cell of Sister Gadou. Come, follow me, my dear.
You are safely up now. Come, crouch down. Do not let them see you. I swear they shall not take you.
It is too late. They saw me. Did you not hear what the officer said?
Oh, do not worry, my daughter. Leave it to me. My child, I have just found you, and God cannot will that you be taken from me again. He cannot be so cruel as to let me be the cause of your death.
Mr. Cadoo, are you there?
I am quiet. Yes, I am here, sir officer. What is it you want?
A gypsy girl was seen somewhere about your cell. One of my soldiers said he saw you drag the girl into the cell. Have you anyone in there?
Oh, I hate all gypsies. You know that. Why should I hide the girl?
There is something strange here, sister. Why has the iron grill on your cell been burst open?
Sister Gadul stood gazing down on the officer like a tigress prepared to defend her young, while Captain Tristan looked up with an expression of bewilderment upon his face. Will her mother be able to save her? We shall hear that in the next episode of The Hunchback of Notre Dame.